Well, certainly museum going is one option for the weekend.
Yes, and another option, it's Friday, right? What does that mean? That means there are new movies coming out this weekend, and we here at The Takeaway want you to make an informed decision. So we don't give you just one trailer.
No.
But the mother of all trailers.
He is the greatest Israeli soldier the world has ever known.
How did you put up with it, Mom?
Well, I didn't.
But it was time for a change.
But being a writer, and in particular a poet, is all well and good, but it's no way to make a living.
I want to cut and style hair.
Dad!
This summer, he's leaving it all behind.
Your dad's wonderful.
Yeah, well, you'd have to live with him.
Smell it, smell it, smell it. Now take it. That's for you.
I love it.
Interesting choices for those looking to fill up some free time because, of course, now the primary season is over and the presidential candidates have a little more time in their hands. So we're looking for you to give them some advice. What movie that's in theaters would you recommend that they should see? We're asking for your reviews and we'll use the best ones on Monday's show. Whatever movie you see this weekend, give us a call on our Spinvox line. That's 877-8-MY-TAKE. Leave us a 60-second critique of whether it's a must-see or a must-avoid. Mary Beth Williams, your review, 60 seconds, go.
Well, I've been to the movies, and I've been thinking now that Mr. Obama, Barack, if I may, has a little time on his hands this summer. He and Michelle should take in a flick. And I think they should go see Iron Man. I think Obama might be able to relate to it. It's a movie about a guy who has to take on corporate culture. He has to take on international terrorism. And along the way, he has to develop the world's thickest hide ever. But the thing that he keeps throughout all of that is the thing that really propels him is his heart. And I hope that maybe Obama can learn a little something from that. And if not, you know, the movie still blows up a lot of really neat stuff.
And it's made a lot of money.
Exactly.
Robert Downey Jr., I think it was something like $200 million around the world in the first couple of days.
Awesome.
But the movies this week include the two that you've heard in the trailer there. You Don't Mess with the Zohan, which is Adam Sandler with a really bad Israeli accent talking through the whole movie. And
don't be hating on Sandler.
When did you last see Your Father? The Zohan movie is a comedy, and he plays this Israeli commando who fakes his own death to pursue his dream of being a hairstylist in New York. And When Did You Last See Your Father is a Colin Firth movie about an unflinching exploration of a father-son relationship. A little more serious, I think.
Probably less laughs.
Right. There's a lot of movies coming out. Mother of Tears, Misconception, and we want reviews from you on all of them. You can call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE, of course, and leave your 60-second review. Obama should see Iron Man. What should Hillary Clinton see? Don't mess with the Zohan.
Baby Mama.
It's pretty obvious.
Stunned silence. I think she should see Baby Mama. She needs a good laugh now.
Baby Mama, I suppose. Yeah. Well, it's probably pretty quiet there in Chappaqua this
weekend.
There
are a lot of movies. Saturday. There's also the promotion with John C. Reilly and Sean William Scott. It's a comedy about two supermarket executives, or employees, I should say.
Well, I love John C. Reilly. I don't know about supermarket executives.
How far are you going to go for John C. Reilly?
Well, yeah, right.
Mary Beth Williams, exactly. We thank you as always. And folks, please keep your responses coming to anything you've heard on today's show. You can send us your stories at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
Yeah, we'll play the reviews on Monday and tell us what candidates should see what movie. What job might suit Clinton in an Obama administration? There's a takeaway question for you. Do you believe in civilian control of the military? 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org.
And as always, we're on YouTube, iTunes, and Facebook. Join the discussion any way it works for you. This is The Takeaway, and we're wishing you a great weekend.